5 years after 9/11 and roughly a month after British intelligence thwarted an alleged plot by terrorists to blow up US airliners over the Atlantic, the Czech Republic is still undecided over how to further improve and streamline its own communication and data sharing between the police and intelligence services. Shortly before leaving office, former Interior Minister František Bublan advocated founding a special center that would improve the chances of preventing potential attacks on European soil by working closely with BIS Counterintelligence, the Office for Foreign Relations and Information, and Military Intelligence. Mr. Bublan has since stepped down, but the idea of the center is still being discussed. Police President Vladislav Husák, speaking on public broadcaster Czech TV on Sunday, said that such a center could now be formed within a month, indicating that he would soon put forward the proposal to the government.
My si od tohoto centra slibujeme určitou operativnost.
We think the center could improve operations. While it's true that special police units even now can react effectively from one day to the next, they don't have certain available information. With one center, the information could be the same across the board. In terms of operations, we could still gain information faster and there could be improvement, even though I think that the quality is high even now.
There is little question. Most back the idea of improving terrorism prevention. The question is whether such a center is the solution. Not long ago, for example, European MP Jana Hybáškova told Radio Prague that creating such a facility would be tricky and complex because of the need to introduce certain changes first, new legislation, improved communication among existing structures, and clear parliamentary controls. Then, and only then, would the idea for such a centre be reasonable. Ivan Langer, the new interior minister who replaced František Bublan this month, also hasn't ruled out the idea of an anti-terrorism center, but he too has expressed some serious doubts. On Sunday, he told Czech TV that what was important now was not discussing a concrete center, but the government's hammering out an overall strategy.
Sama policie tam konstatuje, že podmínkou pro to, aby
The police themselves have admitted that in order for the new unit to have ears and eyes, it needs to be coordinated with the intelligence services. But there the question is over sensitivity of information. The intelligence services are always very careful about which to share because any leak would put lives at risk. I wouldn't talk about an anti-terrorism center, but about a strategy that should be outlined by the government. Whether things will stay the same with three services or two or just one anti-terrorism center, the government needs to outline this. But until an information-sharing method is found, I remain skeptical about the idea of a separate police unit.
Mr. Langer's predecessor, František Bublan, takes the opposite view, that the center should be created first and the details ironed out later. On Sunday, he outlined that such a solution would improve trust and help the police react better while information was fresh. For now, it remains unclear what solution the government will approve. What is clear is that until one is found, the issue will remain on the table.